Hallelujah. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Holy, holy, are you, Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the love. Worthy is the love. You are holy, holy Lord. Are you Lord God?
Are you Lord God?
Almighty. Worthy, 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 Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Mark chapter 4, very quickly in verse 21. Mark chapter 4. And he said unto them, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel? Or under a bed? And not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. There is nothing hid which shall not be made manifest. Nothing kept secret which shall not come abroad. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We are looking at the subject, dissolving mysteries, this morning. Dissolving mysteries. And what is a mystery? A mystery is a hidden secret. A hidden secret. An enigma. Enigma. An issue clothed in darkness. And there are many people here this morning with issues that cannot be explained. Situations and circumstances that baffle the imagination. Unsolvable puzzles. Matters clothed with darkness. Such as, why am I not married though I'm very beautiful? I kept myself until I got married, yet I'm battling with having a child almost 10 years now. Mysteries, puzzles, enigmas. I tried my best, I kept various instructions, but it looks like the situation is still the same. But this is the word of the Lord. There is nothing hid which shall not be made manifest. Nothing kept secret that shall not come abroad. When people are in that kind of state of life, without a doubt, there is a secret that is clothed in darkness. You heard the testimony of this woman who just testified just now. For 8 years, no relationship between her and her husband. And then the last worship and wonders night right in this place, God opened her eyes and the key to her first box dropped on her laps. That was the mystery demystified. And from that moment forward, everything opened up. Do you understand that behind what is not working, there are mysteries, there are secrets. Behind perennial failures and chronic frustrations, there are mysteries that must be unraveled. And I believe that today, these mysteries shall be unraveled in the name of Jesus. This mystery shall be unraveled in the name of Jesus. A man said some time ago, every time something is about to work out for him, all of a sudden it will disappear. It will slip out of his hands. Every time he's close to success, it just disappears. One day he went into fasting and praying, and he began to ask the Lord, what is happening? What is the mystery? Then he saw a very curious dream in the night. And in that dream he saw that he was on a line about to collect. They were distributing something and he was on the line. And when the line was his turn, somebody that was outside the line jumped into the line. Now when he looked at the person looked exactly like him. But it was not him. And the person collected the thing and disappeared. And he woke up with that revelation, and all of a sudden the mystery was clear, that there was an impersonating devil, a spirit, a diverting spirit, a spirit of impersonation that impersonated him, appeared like him in the realm of the spirit, and caused his breakthroughs to be diverted. That was when his miracle came. Beloved brothers and sisters, I want to announce to you today that the mystery behind your issue shall be revealed today. It shall be revealed today. It shall be revealed today. If you believe that, say a louder amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, today is my day. The mystery must be revealed. Something is about to happen. Look at the amplified version of that passage. There is a way it puts it. Amplified version of that passage. Mark chapter 40, chapter 4 and in verse 22. Amplified version said, things are hidden temporarily only as a means of revelation. For there is nothing hidden except to be revealed. Nor is anything temporarily kept secret except in order that it may be made known. What does that mean to you? Number one, the destiny of every mystery is revelation. The future of every secret is revelation. In other words, the secret behind your frustration, the secret behind the bondage of your life, the secret behind the marital failure and the condition of your brothers and sisters, the destiny of that secret is revelation. It is destined to be revealed. It is destined to be revealed. And that led me to point number two. Satan has no power to keep any secret. Satan has no power to keep any secret. He has no power to keep any mystery permanently secret. He has no power for it. And that is why today the mystery must be revealed. Can someone say a louder amen? Can somebody say a louder amen? And for somebody here today, when that mystery is revealed, not only are you alone going to be free, but it will affect your brothers and your sisters. It will affect your relations and your loved ones. It will affect the whole of your lineage. If you believe that, say a louder amen. Third thing I want you to understand is, once a mystery is revealed, it loses its power. When light shines on darkness, the influence of darkness ceases. In other words, if God should unveil the mystery behind your chronic singleness, by the time that light shines on that devil. That is the end of that demonic affliction. Whenever a thing is revealed, that affliction is released. Am I speaking to somebody here? The power of the mystery is lost once it is revealed. The power of that secret is lost once it is revealed. And hear me today. We are about to get into a realm where God is not going to reveal just the mystery, but the answer, the solution to that mystery. You believe that? Say a louder amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Today is my day. The mystery must be revealed. The final thing I want you to know this morning is God is a specialist in revealing mysteries. He is a specialist. He revealed mysteries to Joseph, the interpretation of the dreams of Pharaoh. He revealed mysteries to Daniel. He revealed mysteries to Paul the apostle. Paul said the wisdom of God will speak in a mystery. God is a specialist in the revelation of mysteries. And he is about to do his work this morning. So don't forget that the destiny of every mystery is revelation. Satan has no power to keep any mystery permanently secret. And once it is revealed, it loses its power. And God is a specialist in revealing mysteries. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. What are the avenues for the revelation of mysteries? How does God do it? In the book of John chapter 1 and in verse 1, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. How does mysteries get exposed? By the revelation of the light of God's word. The revelation of the light of God's word. All of a sudden, God opens up a scripture to you. And in that scripture, you see yourself. In that scripture, you see your problems. In that scripture, you see your answer. It just opens up a scripture for you. And that is why it is very important to sit all the time under anointed preachings and teachings. The anointed word of God exposes to you things to do. What is happening and how to go around it. Is somebody here today? Say amen. He exposes to you his word. One young man wrote jam for a long time, and he never got the course he needed to have until he was around a certain age. And he listened to a tape I preached, and in that tape I said, you can start at any point in your life and still succeed. And I said, don't give up on yourself. Even if your father and your mother could not take you through school, even if you have to go to primary school at the age of 30, you can still succeed. And I said in that message, I said, if you went to primary school at the age of 30, by the time you are 36, you have finished primary school. By the time you are 42, you have finished secondary school. By the time you are 46, you have finished first degree. By the time you are 48, you have finished second degree. By the time you are 52, you have PhD. And yet you started primary school at the age of 30. And how many people do you know that have PhD at the age of 52? Are alive today. And the young man, when he listened to that tape, he said, it demystified every mystery concerning his education and academics. And he took the bulls by the horn and went to the university. He's in his final year now. And he said, it was that one message that pushed him on. Am I speaking to somebody here today? Just one revelation from the word of God. One mystery from the word of God. One insight from the word of God is enough to dissolve your problems. Somebody sat in the church one day and I was preaching a message. And inside that message, he was hearing the name of his wife. I read the verse, he hears his wife's name. I read another verse. That is the wife he was meant to marry. He was a single man. I preach again, he heard it. Long story made short, he married the same woman. They have been married for over 11 to 12 years. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That is why anybody that does not have value for the word of God does not have much of a future. That is why the problems of so many have been very perennial, because they don't have the time to settle down for the word of God. Somebody is looking for a pastor to always pray for them. But there is a time to sit down and say, Lord, speak to me. In this service today, speak to me. In this service, how many of you know that while the pastor is talking, God can cause you to hear something else? While the pastor is talking, God, because he's talking by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and God knows what you need in your life. So when you set yourself, God can cause you to hear something else, to hear something else that is beneficial to your life, something that you need for that time. I've seen people come and say, Pastor, while Pastor was preaching, he said this. While he was talking on television, he said this. I cannot remember. And I remember many things. I can see somebody by his message. 25 years ago, I still remember him. But there are things I couldn't remember. Why? Most of the time, that came under inspiration. Or it was something that God spoke through what I was saying into that person that may not have come directly from that message. But the person heard something that God. So the light of God's word, the preaching of God's word, it dissolves mysteries in the life of people. And as I am preaching right now, I believe that somebody's eyes already is being opened. Your eyes are being opened right now to see the mystery of affliction in your life and in your family. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Number two, mysteries can be dissolved. Mysteries can be uncovered by revelation through prayer of inquiry. Prayer of inquiry. Prayer to inquire. In other words, you set yourself out to pray. In the daytime, in the nighttime especially, with fasting if possible. And say, Lord, what? Show me the secret of this thing. Show me the reason why my business is failing all the time. Show me the reason why I am always jamming 419s and fraudulent people. Show me the reason why I have been engaged for 5 times and yet I am not yet married. Show me the reason why I rise and crash like this. It is called the prayer of inquiry. By revelation, at the prayer of inquiry, where you ask specific questions and God gives you specific answers. Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 16. Time comes when you go before the presence of the Lord and you ask him and you say, Lord, tell me, show to me. Any way you want to show to me, show it to me. The reason why I am where I am. Daniel chapter 2, and then show me what you want me to do. Daniel chapter 2 verse 16. And Daniel went in and desired of the king that he will give him time and that he will show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they will desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Hallelujah. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. He changeth times and seasons. He removeth kings and setteth kings. He giveth wisdom to the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. Am I speaking to somebody here? This particular night, today, the night of Tuesday across to Wednesday, God is going to show somebody something. If you are a believer, you will say a louder amen. If you are that person, your amen will be the loudest. And you say, Lord, what is it? Lord, which way to go? Lord, which university? Lord, who is it I'm to marry? Lord, where am I to work? Lord, where should I apply? Zololo boyo. Lord, Lord, what is the mystery behind this premature death in our family? And you begin to inquire and write brothers and sisters, God will show you something, especially if you know how to maximize the night seasons. I tell you, night is time for revelation. Night is time for visions. The night time is time for dreams. If you know how to maximize and pray at that time and then sleep with expectation and then you wake up with revelation. And even if it doesn't happen, you just keep on keeping on. You keep on keeping on. The prayer of inquiry where you specifically ask God, what are you saying? To get the date when to wed, I went for prayer and inquire which day is the best date. To get into ministry, prayer of inquiry. And there are too many things God revealed to me in the night vision. I come out in the daytime, mysteries. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And I believe that God is about to make that known to somebody in the name of Jesus. Number three, mysteries can be revealed by revelation through praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit is when you are praying and it is not with your own understanding you are praying. That prayer is being sponsored by the Holy Spirit. For example, praying in tongues equals praying in the spirit. Do you understand? In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2, the Bible talked about the Holy Spirit praying in the Holy Spirit. 14 verse 2. Anybody there say amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and in verse 2. And the Bible says, is somebody there? For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be it? In the spirit he speaketh mysteries. In the spirit, liko bagalatasa. Fretemina elefrigo akatasita. Jago bratis infra ikla katambi. Egelithiato osofro akakandasa. Jakute lefrete balata torana akapantasa. He said, right in that realm, you are declaring hidden secrets. Things unknown to people, that is what you are saying. Am I speaking to somebody here today? And if you keep at it sufficiently enough, a time will come when your mind becomes saturated with the understanding of what you are saying. That is called the gift of interpretation of tongues. A time comes where you just become saturated. Every time I am handling an issue, I don't know which way to go. I don't know what is the answer. I shift to the frequency of mysteries. Lataka bagoratata, ilakego andragabavanasitata, elifre konzanda latridi galakista, ikasuda invragamante invrogozala. After a while, I carry a pen and a paper. I carry a pen and a jotter. And then after a short time, my mind is overwhelmed with understanding, overwhelmed with revelation. It begins to flow like water. Then I begin to jot it down. Beloved brothers and sisters, by this means, several mysteries have been dissolved. Mysteries dissolved. Mysteries dissolved. I heard of a young man, someone that had a swollen tissue on the body, a tumor, and he laid hands on that tumor and began to release the mysteries of God against the mysteries under that tumor. Lakapakatoko bagalata fratatata. As he continued to speak, the thing dissolved until it dematerialized. It disintegrated, dissolved. It is mystery versus mystery. When you are face to face with something you cannot understand, pray in a language you don't understand. Hey! Something and you, I don't understand why I'm not yet married. I don't understand why I am miscarrying all the time. I don't understand why they are denying me visa. How many times? Jagalagabaga visa. Reto kita kita kabalatata visa. Jagababrakatatarafatayaya visa. Lefetuka bika lifra katakaka. You understand what I'm talking about? It is mystery versus mystery. Don't ever forget it as long as you live. So, somebody called me on the phone one day. And it's, you see, there are some dubious kind of people that will just call you. And he called on the phone one day. I said, hello. He spoke, was speaking as if it was incantation. So, before I could reply, he kept the phone down. I eyed the number against the next call. So he called again. I say, hello. He began to speak the gibberish. Then I reply, mystery against mystery. He spoke his own. I said, Reko bagadila tafritas. Koken pam bradu suprati kasi. He upped the phone. I think that the fire he contacted went with him. Anyway, are you hearing what I'm saying at all? I sat in the aircraft one day, a man sat by me, demonic looking countenance. Now I looked at this man and he was speaking with his mouth and just right inside the aircraft. And if you see his face, it was like Satan. And I sat beside him, we were sitting together. God bless him that day. He sat beside me and he was doing his own. And I looked at him and I said, you mean I will sit here and then you will do incantation? And probably cause plane to crash or something, and I will look at you and look at you and leave you alone. So I looked in his direction and pointed my mouth towards his ears, and I did rakakabash. Are you hearing me? Jiketeke babaratata. He shifted. I shifted also. Rakepato ya. He looked at me and said, what is happening? I said, you are the one that looked for my trouble today. You are the one that looked for my trouble today. I was on my own, doing my own thing. Then you began to make incantation, and I won't leave you alone. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? From the days of John the Baptist up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. The time has come where you lay hands on a native doctor, a notable witch, carry his hand. Rakatapaya Jakata. Somebody sent me a text one day that I did not understand. Pardon me, I replied him in tongues. Say, how do you know how to reply? The way it sounds. Ratike gobarata. I typed it. Ratike gobarata. Next. Jike bogoratata. I typed it. The way, the spelling. So I replied it very well. Send. What is the meaning? Read it and interpret. Today, I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Every mystery around your life is dissolving right now. Dissolving right now. Dissolving right now. Somebody pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Like begelaga barahasata. Elifiki digilaga barahisa. Ikeleke petofrete keziki digilabayaya. Ita parahasidia ele frito suke peratayata le frete sidia ya ele gora apatetesa. Moloro Hoselia. Ite frete separania. Ile frete sitile brahoso. Ile prete sete preto sidia. Kaleta ibrande okonde. Elifata ipepora atakareta. Hallelujah. It is done. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap and take your seat 1 minute. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. By revelation, through much praying in the Spirit. I'd like you to know that praying in the Spirit is a luxury. It's a luxury. It's one of the greatest luxuries that God gave to us. It is higher than any native doctor incantation. Higher than any witchcraft utterance. Today, after this service, if you are not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of praying in the Spirit, you'll be given opportunity to be, for that to happen at the end of the service. And it is very important because it's going to put you on a pedestal that will confuse the devil. When you pray in an understandable language, the devil may understand the prayer and try to hinder the prayer. But when you pray in a language he doesn't understand, he's just moping while you are talking to God. Hallelujah. Finally, number four, how do we dissolve mysteries? Number one, I said, by the revelation of the light of God's word. Number two, by revelation through prayer of inquiry in the night season. And this prayer can be with fasting in the night season. And then the mystery can be unraveled. Number three, by revelation through much praying in the Spirit. Number four, by revelation through the application of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus upon your marital situation. The blood of Jesus upon your financial situation. The blood of Jesus upon your career. The blood. Somebody say the blood of Jesus. Again. 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 Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And I am going to be reading from verse 1 to 5. Revelation chapter 5. I am going to be reading from verse 1 to 5. The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus sets me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free from shame and sickness. The blood of Jesus set me free from sin and sorrow. The blood of Jesus. From shame and sickness, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sin and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Revelation chapter 5. And you look at verse 1, I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside seated with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, he has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals, seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it has been slain. He's slain with blood pouring, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. And a long story made short, he took the book and loosed the seals. Verse 7, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou was slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Somebody say, blood of Jesus. Again. Again. Louder. Over that mystery in your life. Over chronic singleness, the mystery of barrenness, the mystery of HIV/AIDS, the mystery of joblessness, the mystery of chronic sweating, the mystery of bondage, the mystery of iniquity. Oh, by his blood. He opened the book. Is there something Satan has closed concerning your life? Something they have hidden under the waters. Something they hid in the forest. Something they hid in the witchcraft coven. Something they hid in the camp of the occult. Today the blood of Jesus shall open it up. He shall open it up. He shall open it up. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And so, every time it is communion service on Thursday, you are there. You present yourself to partake in the blood and the body of the Lord. And the Bible says, in the breaking of the bread, the disciples' eyes were opened and they knew the Master. Every time it is communion time, the blood. Every time the enemy confronts you with mysteries that you cannot understand, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over this conspiracy in my office, I plead the blood of Jesus. Over this stagnation and frustration around my life, I plead the blood of Jesus. You pray in the spirit, you plead the blood. You pray in the spirit, you plead the blood. Beloved brothers and sisters, by the blood. And I realize that everywhere the blood pours, the fire falls. The fire follows the blood. Are you hearing me? Because the sacrifice of the blood provokes the fire. So hear this. When we speak the blood and plead the blood and make demands on the blood, the fire of the Holy Ghost is provoked. I heard a story of a young lady who went to the market to buy crayfish. And as she went to the market to buy crayfish, the crayfish seller was a satanic agent. And the crayfish seller said, this one is meant to be our agent. Why is she a born-again Christian? I am going to deal with her today. He sold her the crayfish, and then on her way back home, she followed her in the spirit and followed her to the house. On reaching the house, saw a mighty angel standing at the entrance. Another angel standing at the exit. She looked left and right. Fire was everywhere. She wanted to disappear through the ceiling. Another angel carried a sword on the ceiling and said, you are not moving anywhere from here now. You must appear physically and tell the people what brought you here. Are you hearing what I am saying here today? I am excited this morning because the thing the devil has been hiding in your family, even from your father and forefathers, today they shall be revealed. Whatever your mother and your father did, that has been resisting your destiny, today they shall be revealed. Whatever your ancestors did resisting your destiny, today they shall be revealed. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of today, every mystery around my life, around my family, shall dissolve by the blood of Jesus. Lift your right hand and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Mighty God. Thank him for the blood, for the word that just came to you today. Thank him for the word. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The word of God that brought you light today. Thank him for it. I thank you, Lord, for your word, for the light of your word. I thank you because I can never be the same. Thank you for a new day today in my life. The cross the cross the cross, when I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart he rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy. Praise the Lord. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Thank him. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. I thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word to me today. In the name of Jesus. At this moment, pray the prayer of inquiry. Lord, you know that thing that looks mysterious in your life. Lord, show me the secret of this problem. Show me the reason why this thing has remained like this in my life. Show me the secret of singleness, chronic frustration. Show me the mystery behind this barrenness and show me the solution. Pray by faith. Open your mouth and pray. Believe God, he will answer you. Burdens are lifted at Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is there. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is there. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so kind and true, I will tell you how he changed my life completely. It is something that no other friend could do. I say, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I will tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. And there is no friend so kind as he. No one else could take my sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much my Savior cares. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. And there is no friend so kind as he. No one else could take my sins and darkness from me. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Now before we do that, we're about to jump something. Because the Holy Spirit will not come until the body is holy. You are here this morning. Everyone drop your hand. You are here this morning and you want your sins forgiven. Lift up your hand. You want your sins forgiven. Lift it high up. You want your sins forgiven. Lift your hand. Everywhere you are. Right in the gallery. Right everywhere you are. Lift your right hand high up. God bless you. God bless you. Quickly, quickly. Carry your Bible and bag and come forward here quickly. Give the Lord a clap. I'm looking for the first person to come out. Carry your Bible and bag quickly. Come out here. You'll return back to your seat in a moment. But I'd like you to come to the front first. You want your sins forgiven. Come forward. You want Jesus as Lord of your life? Come forward. You want to be born again? Everywhere you are, come forward quickly. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Everywhere they are. Keep clapping from the gallery. Come. Carry your Bible. Carry your bag. You want your sins forgiven. You know you are a sinner before God. You are guilty before God. You know that God is not happy with you, with your life. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus as Lord over your life. Quickly, quickly, quickly come forward here. Keep clapping as they come. Keep clapping. I am dying, oh Lord. I have heard thy voice and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in your arms of love and be closer. Draw to thee, draw me nearer, draw me nearer, oh nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross, where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, oh nearer, Lord, nearer, blessed Lord, to the precious bleeding. Draw me nearer, Lord. Draw me nearer, Lord. Nearer, blessed Lord. To the cross where thou art thy. Draw me near. Draw me near. Draw me nearer, Lord. Nearer, blessed Lord. To thy precious bleeding side. I've got my mind made up, and I won't come back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up,
turn back,
because
I want to see my Jesus someday.
Goodbye world,
goodbye world.
I stay no longer with you.
I stay no longer with you.
Goodbye pleasures
of
sin.
of sin.
I stay no longer with you.
I stay no longer with you.
I have
made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
I've made up my mind.
I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
Goodbye, 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 world.
Goodbye, world.
Goodbye, world.
I stay no longer with you.
God, my precious,
I stay no longer with you.
I have made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. What a crowd.